So what people don't, I think, understand in this country is that we have about $500 billion worth of deferred maintenance and investment in our water infrastructure in this country. Our drinking water systems are on really the brink of collapse. We have increasing stories about cryptosporidium and other types of public health outbreaks because we just simply aren't maintaining our water, drinking water systems. We also have a problem with sewage spills and combined sewer overflows. And for our constituency groups, communities of color and low-income and moderate-income folks, this is of particular attention because the sewer systems in the places that our communities live tend to be the older ones, the oldest ones. They haven't been rehabilitated. They haven't been rebuilt. So the most vulnerable members of our society and the most vulnerable communities are also those most susceptible to the impact of deferred maintenance and investment in infrastructure. So you'll have sewage spills in communities of color. You'll have overflows into our waterways so that folks can't use the beach for recreation or can't swim in lakes, nearby lakes. And people increasingly don't have faith in their drinking water systems. So this also ties into the environment. We have this huge increase of people buying bottled water because they simply don't have faith and confidence that the water coming out of their tap is safe and good to drink. This not only enormously inefficient, it's just not the right thing for America. It really ought to be a right in this country that you can turn on your tap and be confident that your child drinking the water from that tap will be safe and healthy.